Good evening, folks. We've a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you, one that will provide pleasurable relaxation and diversion for you and your family. Did you fail to dress up for tonight's show? No tie, an old shirt and slacks, a house dress? Well, don't give it a thought. We're glad you came as you are. We just want you to enjoy yourselves. We hope you'll make this a weekly visit. Bring the family. Bring your friends. A gay, pleasant evening for all. We hope you have a wonderful time.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1348, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Everything on this week's show is for no particular reason. No birthday segments, no cultural or news events, just five random topics. We'll have a vocabulary lesson, we're going to throw some things, do some wandering, set things ablaze, and have a jubilee. It's time once again for another Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lesson. Tonight's word is sufonsified. S-U-F-F-O-N-S-I-F-I-E-D. But don't bother looking it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. Sufonsified emerged as colloquial regional slang in the late 1800s in the UK, the Great Lakes region, and Appalachia, meaning satisfied, satiated, or comfortably full, particularly after eating a large meal. It was considered more polite to say, "I am sufficiently sufonsified," rather than "I'm stuffed," when declining the offer of more food. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about satisfaction. Thank you.
I hear the pitter-patter of the rain. The wind keeps knocking at my window pane. There used to be a time when I'd complain, but it's different, dear, now that you are here. I'm satisfied with just you alone. By your side, skies are blue. Satisfied, 'cause I've never known a love so sweet, so true. You and I never disagree. Why deny this is heavenly? Won't you try, dear, to always be satisfied with me? With just you alone. By your side, skies are blue. Satisfied, 'cause I've never known a love so sweet, so true. You and I never disagree. Why deny this is heavenly? Won't you try, dear, to always be satisfied with me?
Yeah.
The Dixie Dudes, a pseudonym for a contingent of the California Ramblers, when recording for Jeanette, being heard on the show for the first time with I'm Satisfied, written by Jack Yellen and Maceo Pinkard. The Dudes made six sides in two sessions, the first on October 1st, 1924, with I'm Satisfied on Jeanette 5577, and the second session on November 12th. Before that, Johnny Marvin with Satisfied, composed by Cliff Friend, with the lyric by Irving Caesar. Leonard Joy directed the orchestra on that October 16, 1929 recording, issued on Victor 22180. We started the set with Lemuel Fowler with his tune, Satisfied Blues, being heard on the show for the first time. Columbia A3959 was recorded July 19, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For no particular reason, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about throwing things.
That the best of friends must part, although the parting may break someone's heart. I can plainly see, dear, that someone's me, dear. I've known all along that there was something wrong. I always thought that you would stand the test. Don't make me think that you are like the rest. Don't throw me down. Oh, honey, don't throw me down. I gave up the best years of my life for you. It isn't fair to leave me after all that I've gone through. Why must we part? Oh, honey, you'll break my heart. I'm feeling awfully worried because all my friends will tell me what a fool I was. And you'll make me the laughing stock of the town. So don't throw me down.
Oh.
I still hang around because I can't forget you. I want you to know that I need you so, and I can't believe we're through. I miss you each night, and I don't feel just right, because my heart is aching. Now honest and true, sweetheart, I still love you, even though you threw me down.
Thank you.
I last played Throwdown Blues in 2021 by the Ambassadors. This time you heard it by the composers, trumpeter Phil Napoleon and pianist Frank Signorelli, founders of the original Memphis Five. This was on Victor 19594, made February 4th, 1925. A few months later, they recorded a Throwdown Blues for Columbia, but B. Lou Jackson gets composer credit for that one. Before that, Oscar Grogan with Though You Threw Me Down, written by the trio of Carl Rupp, Maury Davidson, and Larry Norett. Takes 1 and 3 from May 1st, 1928, were issued on Columbia 1608D. The instrumentation is a little unusual, with Eddie King playing organ and chimes. Irving Kaufman started things off pleading Don't Throw Me Down, composed by Albert von Tilzer, with the words by Lou Brown. Irving was accompanied by violinists John Witzman and Meyer Goredetzer, with Rosario Bordone at the keyboard. That's from Victor 18811, September 14th, 1921. Again, for no particular reason, what do you say we do some wandering? Here's Benny Kruger's orchestra to lead the way.
Thank you. go, since you'll have sent me away. What shall I do when I do what I do, when you just haunt me all day? Where can I find what I found when I first met you? You were unkind, but I simply can't forget you. Where shall I go when I go, I go, since you have sent me away?
My brother drives a hack, my sister takes in washing, and the baby balls the jack, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. I've been a wandering early and late, from New York City to the Golden Gate, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. Awful blue, but what in the world am I gonna do? And it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. Been a working in the army, working on the farm. All I got to show for it is the muscle in my arm. And it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. Name was Betsy Ann. She left me flat and went back to Alabama, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. I like blondes and brunettes too, but you never can tell what gals will do, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. I wanders east and I wanders west, but I don't know which I like best, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. There's snakes on the mountain and eels in the sea. 'Twas a red-headed woman made a wreck out of me, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering.
Vernon Dalhart, who was wanderin' on September 29th, 1928. Dalhart played harmonica on Columbia 1585D, but was also accompanied by Edelyn Hood on violin and piano, and John Kelly on piano. You've heard it by Vincent Lopez and Freddie Rose, but before Wanderin' were the Memphis Melody Players, a pseudonym for Johnny Sylvester and his orchestra, with Song of the Wanderer, written by Neil Moret. Challenge 233 was made January 3, 1927. Benny Krueger's orchestra started things off with a good suggestion, Let's Wander Away, written by Earl Burnett and Harry Owens. That's on Brunswick 2985, waxed November 10th, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. In going through my possible topics list the other day, I came across Blaze with Abe Holtzman's Blaze Away as one of the records to be played. But when I went to put the segment together, I realized I played Blaze Away by Prince's band in 2023. But I managed to find three other blazing records, and here they are.
Better. Mama's gonna tell me your old cowbell tone. Please drive on down. She's a bleeding cow. You will know her any time. She's a bleeding cow. You will know her any time. My milk done came, and I sure do want a change. That old cow be coming up every morning. She done got so, she just won't come back home no more. That old cow, she done got so, she just won't come back home no more. She must be behind the key ring. I heard a low sound this morning.
That stuff! Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra with Blue Blazes, written by Melvin James Oliver, better known as Cy Oliver. Last played in 2011, that's from Vocalion 4667, recorded February 7th, 1939. Before that, Jazz Bo Tommy and his Lowlanders with Blaze Face Cow, recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas, on March 18th, 1937, issued on Melotone 70579. On guitar, possibly Lee Bunkley, and possibly Ezekiel Lowe on piano. Jazz Bo Tommy was blues singer and kazoo player Tommy Settles, sometimes credited as Settlers, who recorded 6 known sides for Paramount in 1930 and 4 for ARC in 1937. We started the set with the Coon Sanders Orchestra and Blazin', written by Joe Sanders. That's from Victor 21680, recorded in Chicago on June 27th, 1928.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
A jubilee is a special anniversary, most commonly the 25th, 50th, or 60th, or the grand celebration held to commemorate it. It can also refer to any season of joyful celebration or rejoicing. The word comes from the Hebrew word yovel, which originally referred to a ram's horn or shofar, used as a trumpet to announce special events. So what do you say we have a jubilee?
Thank you. Jones when he rattles the bones. Old Possum Brown's running around like a clown. Old Aunt Jemima, whose pancakes are free, shouting like full of pep. Watch your step, watch your step. One-legged Joe dances around on his toe. Throw away his crutch and hollers, let her go. One hail, hail, the gang's all here for that grand old Georgia Jubilee. Oh, he sure has a time down in Georgia. Streak of lean, streak of fat, greasy gravy. I likes the corn too, but I don't mean roasting here though. You ought to see Deacon Jones when he rattles the bones. Old Possum Brown's spooning around like a clown. Old Aunt Jemima, whose pancakes are free, shouting like full of pep. Watch your step, watch your step. One-legged Joe dances around on his toe. Throw away his crutch and hollers, let her go. Hail, hail, the gang's all here for the grand old Georgia Jubilee. Thank you.
jazz. I said, your C.D. King Jones, when he rattles them bones, old Parson Brown be spooning around about like a clown. Old ain't your mama, she's got pancakes free. Shouting like full of pep. Watch your step, watch your step. One-legged Joe gonna dance around on his toes. Throw his crutch and hollers, let her go.
Honey, hail, hail the gang's all here for the grand old Georgia Jubilee.
Georgia's Jubilee on Brunswick Hillbilly Series number 416, recorded in Atlanta on March 19, 1930. The group is Hoke Rice and his Hokey Pokey Boys. If that name sounds familiar, it's because Hoke Rice had a birthday segment back in January of 2025. Before that, American Jubilee, written by Edward B. Claypool. UB Blake's recording career began in 1917 with Pathé, billed as the UB Blake Trio, possibly with Broadway Jones as the drummer. That's from the 27-centimeter, or 10.6299-inch, 80 RPM Pathé disc, number 20326, released in August of 1917. We started off, appropriately enough, with Let's Have a Jubilee, written by Alex Hill, the vocalist, and Irving Mills, leader of Mills Blue Rhythm Band. Mills Blue Rhythm Band was originally formed in 1930 by drummer Willie Lynch as just the Blue Rhythm Band. Irving Mills became the group's manager in 1931 and changed the name. That recording was made October 4, 1934, issued on Columbia 2063D. Well, thanks to some very short segment intros and no lengthy birthday bios, we have time for one more. Charleston, not the Charleston, just Charleston, by James P. Johnson, is the anthem of the Roaring Twenties, and you've heard it plenty of times on the show by the California Ramblers, Selvin's Orchestra, Paul Whiteman, and others. But the very first recording of Charleston was by Arthur Gibbs and his gang. I last played Gibbs' recording back in 2004 and had very little information about him or the record. But thanks to our friends over at Archaeophone, you're going to hear it again now with a much better transfer and restoration. It's on the latest in the Phonographic Yearbook series of CDs recently released by Archaeophone, covering the year 1924, titled Open Up Your Golden Gate, one of the 25 tracks on the CD. It's available at the website archaeophone.com, and if you don't have it yet, get it. Get it? Get it. Here's Arthur Gibbs. Thank you. Charleston Medley Foxtrot, introducing Open Your Heart from the musical comedy Runnin' Wild. This Open Your Heart was written with Cecil Mack and is not to be confused with the Open Your Heart written by Paul Ashe and Maurice Gunsky, which you may just be hearing on next week's show. That's from Victor 19165, Take 2, from October 10th, 1923. Arthur Harrington Gibbs was born on Christmas Day, 1895, in Savannah, Georgia, and was an alumnus of James Reese Europe's Clef Club. Gibbs wrote the tune Runnin' Wild, which was a hit, and became the name of his review, which featured Charleston. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.